Log Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Joining me this morning, welcome to Monday, March 20th. We are still celebrating Women's History Month. Yes, we are, right here on The Female Solution. And we are just here to start your week off with the mindfulness stress relief session coming up at 7:15 exactly. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. If you're celebrating a birthday, we're celebrating it with you. So thank you for sharing your nuptial day with us. Feel free to type it in the comments area. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. And let us always keep in mind those in need of prayer, the sick, the shut-in, the incarcerated, and all the families of the world affected by everything that's going on in this world today. In the news, it's the Kennedy Expressway. It is going to be a nightmare for the next 3 years, and I'll tell you a little bit about that in the traffic update. But today's topic is why you need to learn Chinese if you're an entrepreneur, business owner, or student, any of those. In a dead-end career, you need to hear this show. And our guest is businesswoman Zoe Ma. Well, this is part three. She's been on here twice already. So if you're listening online, be sure and join the conversation after our 7:30 break at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And you can also watch us on our YouTube and Facebook channel, Higher Learning TV Show. But if you are headed out and about this morning, it is nasty. Yeah, I just told you the Kennedy Project is in full effect until 2025. So it's going to be a hot mess outside. And IDOT is warning us to take our time. Leave early, work late, and if you want to avoid traffic, that's what you're going to have to do unless you take CTA Metro. And that's a whole other story, too, because everybody's going to be on the train. But anyway, I digress. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itix.com. If you go to this website, you can sign up and start shopping immediately. It's like any of the big box stores. You can simply go in and mention the promo code ZELDA, Z-E-L-D-A. Thank you, Rich McGee. And her, Kent Kujan, always salute the elders who came before me and made my way positive on them to recognize. And if you are headed out and about this morning, just know that it is some kind of crazy outside. So please, please, please allow yourself some extra time, and you can thank me later. How about that? But right now, we're going to take a look at your traffic. And it is a hot mess, as it always is. IDOT says adjust your work time. Yep, leave much earlier if you don't want to be stuck in traffic. Because tonight at 10 p.m., the inbound lanes will be shut down on the Kennedy due to the expansion. Expect lots of delays. After 4 years, the trucks riding over the expressway, it has been very detrimental. And it's supposed to update every 40 years, and it's been 50 years. Yeah, that's what I said. Luckily, we're any of us alive if we've been driving on it. And in 2025, they'll be shutting the outbound lane of the Kennedy. But right now, it's the inbound lane. So, and all that starts at 10 p.m. tonight. Metra and CTA have no reported delays, but it starts extra service work in 2 weeks. Why wouldn't they start it today? Why they got to wait 2 weeks? You know, the expressway is always crazy. Anyway, no delays on CTA, but do allow extra travel time. As we take a look at the Kennedy inbound, it's 30 minutes in already. 25 on the outbound. On the Eaton's 27 in, 21 on the reverse. On the Eisenhower, it's 33 in, 22 out. On the Stevenson, slow at Harlem as usual, 30 minutes in, 23 on the reverse. The Dan Ryan, usual delays at 35th to downtown, it's 19 in, 14 on the reverse. On the Bishop Ford, 11 in, 10 on the reverse, and Lakeshore Drive, 10 in and 9 out. That is traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. And remember to set those DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, and it airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. And you can always watch it on our channel on higherlearningnetwork.org. If you are one of the many people who have been sitting at home for quite a while, and just pigging out, well, welcome to the club. That's what we do in America. Be sure and check out diabeticdonut.com, where you can download the free ebook on how I reverse type 2 diabetes. And I know if I can do it, anybody can do it. I'm not asking you for any money. Simply go to the website, Diabetic Donut, and download it. And share it with somebody, because we all know somebody who knows somebody who has diabetes. Okay, so just wanted to share that with you. And always check out our blog for updates. And, oh, I forgot to tell you about the the homeless project. I think you already know about that, though, but I will share that with you because it is important that we take care of our brethren and sisters. Y'all know it was cold this weekend, right? It was freezing cold. And if you did not have to go outside, I'm sure you didn't. And I didn't go out until yesterday. And it wasn't so bad yesterday, but this is what happened when I pulled up Saturday. Was it Saturday? Friday. To deliver the food for our homeless brethren. And this is what I saw.
I'm here to deliver food today, but I did hear it and they police. See what's going on. Okay, I'm here to deliver food today, but get here and the state police is here, so I gotta see what's going on.
Yeah, it's not as bad as you think.
Okay, I'm here to deliver food today, but...
You can see that on our Instagram page. You can see it right there, instagram.com/hln.homeless.project. And if you go to the website, you will see exactly what we're doing. And if you have it in your heart to share your blessings, helping keep the heat in the body of those who are living on the street, go to our website, higherlearningnetwork.org, and it's tax deductible. And please share this with someone, because somebody somewhere is freezing to death, and you may have saved a life, and you will save a life when you donate. Don't that make you feel good? Sure, it makes me feel good. So I want to thank you in advance for your donation, which covers butane. Butane. Somebody argued me down it was propane. Baby, I don't care what you call it. Just as long as we get it, then it keeps you warm. That's what's important. So go to our blog. I'm sorry, our Instagram page, hln.homeless.project, because we are still celebrating Women's History, Her Story. Yes, right here. And Her Story is part of Monday Morning Mindfulness, in which we begin the process of Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And if you would like to start a new regimen, in which I am starting a cleanse today, a 7-day cleanse, and I'll tell you all about it after the 7:30 break. But right now, I want us to prepare for this very special day. It's spring. It's spring cleaning, and now's the time to clean out all the garbage in your life. And a lot of that garbage begins where? Right here. Because we have a tendency to hold on to things emotionally, but we don't have to. So let us begin the process of Monday morning mindfulness meditation. So all you have to do is sit up straight in your chair, feet flat on the floor. But if you're laying on your back, that's okay too, because you'll still hear it and you'll still feel it. And now let us begin the process. Thank you. so you'll do things that you wouldn't ordinarily do. Top of head and down. And for 5 seconds. Giving thanks for the power of the breath and movement. Meditation where you can release love, light, and energy down. Then we'll blow it out through the nose. At North Shore. The toes, yes, wiggle those toes because they bump, right? Yeah. That energy of the back. Thank you. Thanks. This time as you exhale, bring your chin forward, chin to chest. Slow down. And slowly bring it around, slowly, slowly. And as you exhale, bring the rotate. Feel the stretch. Don't be in a hurry. To the back, slow down. Going through this is important. What it's saying and how it's. Love and light to each and every organ, tissue, blood, and all the fluids, even the mucus that's in our bodies. We give thanks for the power of the breath. And this is a practice that you can practice on your own, in your own time, and try to do it the first 5 minutes of the morning. Work your way up to and half an hour or an hour, or whatever you think you are deserving of. I'm working on an hour. I'm at 30 minutes right now, but I'm working on an hour, so what are you working on? Well, I hope you're taking the time to work on yourself today and to be the very best you can, because this is something that will help you. And be sure and share it with others. And while you're sharing it, be sure and tell them to go to my Instagram page, which is Zelda Speaks, the number 2, and the letter U. And then there's another one, too. Don't ask me how that happened. Zelda Speaks, the number 2, and M-E. Zelda Speaks 2, M-E. Excuse me. So that is something that you can practice on your own. And that, my friends, is your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. Hope you enjoyed it. I hope you will share it with somebody, because we need to keep the chaos and confusion down, because there is so much chaos going on. You just need help. And there's your help. Yes, I'm drinking my tea this morning. I'm always drinking tea, because it just makes me feel good. This is what I have in the morning. What's your morning ritual? Tell me in the comments area. I would love to know. As a matter of fact, let's take a look at some comments this morning. Soul Purpose Healing. My sister from another says, Grand Rising Sister Queen, love the music. All right, yes. And she also says, the movements and breathing, what's on our fasting menu? I'm glad you asked, because what's on our fasting menu is the 7-day cleanse I'm starting today. And I hope that you'll start it with me, because I went to an event at 35th and King Drive, the Wakana office, where I buy my CBD oils from and a few other CBD products. And there are two doctors. I didn't know they were doctors. I listened to my sister, who is the nutritional consultant for the family, because she's been doing herbs since she was a kid, and she shares everything with me. That's how I reverse type 2 diabetes. And she says, you've got to go to this seminar. So I went, and it's called the Flat Belly Experience. And I don't have one, so I was very interested in that, the Flat Belly Experience. And I was like, yeah, right, another one of those. But when they talked about cleansing, I was like, oh, okay, that's something different. So this is what I'm going. It's called the Flat Belly Experience. It's a 21-day raw plant-based detox. And this is the e-book. Actually, it's just folded up, but it's got powerful information. It's 21-day raw, but raw food. It's just plant food. And it's like I basically eat like that anyway, but I ate some greens and some black-eyed peas yesterday to get my hot foods out the way, because today it's all raw for the next 7 days. And they've got a veggie delight juice or a true green juice or green red juice for the first 7 days. So I'm doing the 7 days. Who knows, it may turn into 21, but right now I'm doing a 7. How about that? I'm not biting off more than I can chew, and I hope you don't bite off more than you can chew, too, because this is exactly what I'm going for here. The flat, well, actually, we've got three products here. It's the Flat Belly Cleanse. This is the Regenerator Superfoods to Restore, and you just add water or juice. Okay, and I'll be adding juice because I'm making my own juice. And this is the Flat Belly Cleanse, the Purifier. It's a liquid colonic. Lord knows I need a liquid colonic, because I am not going the other route anyway. And that's the second one. And this is the third one. This is the Flat Belly Cleanse, the Eliminator, which removes mucus and parasites. This is the main one, because so many of us have mucus and parasites, and we don't even know. If you blow your nose a lot, like I do, because I'm always eating something I shouldn't, like dairy, I can't wait to get started today. So I went and got my new blender. My other one broke, because I juice on it every day. Well, I done had it 10 years. What you expect? So anyway, I had to go get a new juicer. So that's what I'm doing. And the juice, I'm looking at this, I'm like, I got half the products already. So my first day of juicing is a sliver of ginger, which is orange size, a half a lemon with a peel, one or two whole red apples, two or three celery sticks, a half or a bell of spinach or kale, a quarter beet for detoxing the liver, low iron or low red blood cells, and I can add carrots to complete. For women, I would add enough carrots to complete 16 ounces. For men, it's something else, but that's what I'm doing today. So what are you doing? You want to call in and share? 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and I will take your call. And Zoe Ma will be with us coming up at 7:45, I believe she said. So we will be taking your calls, and be sure and go website. I'm sorry, the website. Go to our blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, and there is a lot of information there. And I am going to show you something that you may have not known about, and that is the t-shirts, which I forgot to tell you about. If you are donating to the homeless, this is the back of one of the t-shirts. It's the Higher Learning Network TV show, but this is one of my favorites. It is on Monday Morning Mindfulness. It's Meditate to Activate. This is my favorite, Meditate to Activate. And when you look in the mirror, see, this is something rich people know that we don't know. The fashion industry knows. There's power in the words. There's power in wearing a t-shirt, because when you look in the mirror and you say those words, like especially now during the equinox, we're going to have somebody come on and talk about a little bit about the equinox. It's spring cleaning. It's simply, there's a power in the universe that is keeping us all, and it's up to us to know how to connect with it, and this is one of the ways. And today is the spring equinox, and I invite you to inhale wealth with me and exhale debt. And if you go to our blog, ZeldaSpeaksWordPress.com or HigherLearningNetwork.org, you will see these t-shirts that inhale faith, exhale fear. And you stay close, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
You are tuned in to the Soulful Chicago Book Fair 2020 Vision Fundraising Campaign. That's right. You can support the vision of reviving Black literary excellence in this city by simply taking your $20 or more and donating it on our website. Visit www.soulfulchicagobookfair.com and click the Donate tab on our homepage, or give us a call at 646-359-6605, and we welcome you, helping us breathe literary life into the South Side of Chicago.
constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry. You are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on higher learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Your Monday morning mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. Yes, it's coming up this Saturday at 12 noon. That is children from all over the world. And children who are between the ages of 13 and 19, you can compete. You can win prizes, scholarships, and cash. And all you have to do is send in a one-minute video clip showcasing your own natural gifts, talents, and abilities, whether you sing, dance, photography, magic, drawing, arts, etc. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's 1 minute. And you send us a link from your own YouTube channel, not any other kind of file. It has to be from a YouTube channel. And the channels are free. And that information is on my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. And you can also go to our website, higherlearningnetwork.org, and that information will be there waiting for you. So as you can see, that is the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, and it's this Saturday. So get that information in now so your children can be part. I know you got some nieces and nephews and all that good stuff and kids in your community, so be sure and share them. And right about now, it is time to bring on our guest. This is a businesswoman that I met at the Dr. Willie Wilson, one of his press conferences. And we have been in touch with each other ever since. So I'm going to welcome to the screen Zoe Ma.
Yay! Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning. Zoe Ma, yay. Welcome back, part three. Part three. For joining us here this morning. I didn't hear you. Say that again, Zoe.
Everyone.
I have no complaints. We are up. We are living. We are breathing. We are smiling. So we have no complaints. And if I did, nobody will hear me anyway. So I just thought I'd throw that in there. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. Before we went to the commercial break, we were talking about this spring equinox. Today is the 20th. It's a powerful day. And it's a day to do something powerful. So I'm starting the 7-day raw. It's a plant-based detox. So that's what I'm doing, and I want to do better. So is fasting a big thing in China or not?
I'm a born as a Chinese Muslim, and then fasting is big for Muslims, and sometime this end of this month is the beginning of Ramadan.
Yes.
And my mom's living with me right now, so she's starting her Ramadan, and she's 80 years old. She might try to do fasting because she always does that. When she's at home in China,
mm-hmm.
that she will fast. And, you know, you are talking about, you know, you don't eat anything between sunrise and sundown.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah, so.
I love that. I have friends who are Muslim, and they're always telling me about the fasting. And I know about the fasting because back in the 80s or 90s, I don't remember what year it was, but I fasted for 56 days.
Wow.
I went from... I lost 56 pounds. It's like I lost a pound a day.
Oh, wow.
But because I didn't know the rules of fasting, I gained it back and some more. That's why you need a professional, one who has, like Dick Gregory, because he's the one who got me started fasting. Do you know who Dick Gregory is?
Mm-hmm.
He passed away. Dick Gregory was a comedian, but he was an activist as well. And he was a man who weighed over 500 pounds. And he came up with the Dick Gregory's Bahamian diet. And in that diet, people started getting healthier and losing weight. And he lost over 500 pounds. I mean, he would always walk around with this green bottle in his hand, and I never knew what it was. And he came to the radio station I was working at in secular radio back in the day. He always had this green bottle. I'm like, what is with this green? What is this green? He was like, that's my formula. And I was like, oh, okay. And that's why he was always so healthy. And that's how he went from 500 pounds. I think he might have weighed 150 when he passed. Might have. He was a small man. And I was like, wow, if he can do it, I can do it. So that's how I did it. It's like you're eating, but you're not eating. Your organs are doing the chewing. Did I say cheating? Chewing. Your organs are doing the chewing. You're just swallowing. But you're eating. You're just not chewing. And I believe in Ramadan. I think the world needs to fast.
You know, yeah, I think it's kind of cleansing your system, but I don't think I can do it. And I always kind of argue with my mom. I say, this ritual is only for rich people because... the praying five times a day, you know, because it's not you are just fasting. You are still have to pray five times a day. And my mom's here, and she always asks me to print out the schedule for her to pray.
Uh-huh.
I don't think she's doing five times a day, but she's doing three times. And not only that, you have to cleanse yourself before
praying. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I say, you know, this is for rich people. You don't have to work, but if you go to work, like, how can you cleanse yourself before you pray, and then you have to take time out of your work and pray?
I I disagree with that, Zoe Mom. And you know why? You know why? And it's okay that we agree to disagree. Because if you want to do something, you'll find a way to do it. And just like your mom, she doesn't do it five times a day. She does it three times a day. You do what you can do. That's the thing.
Well, even your work in the workplace, you're an employee of a company.
Yes. And most employers will recognize that. They don't want to be sued for lack of compassion because you have a religious or spiritual practice that you need to do. I don't know. How does that work in the workplace? I'm not in the workplace anymore, so I don't know. It seems like with all the issues that are going on in the law and the workplace, it seems like they would be a little, what's the word, lenient when it comes to that. So that's not so. That is not the case, you're telling me.
Well, okay. When I live downtown, I live next door to Blue Shield Cross, the building. And then, you know, there's a pathway between my building to that building. And then it's like, I think, a lower level. And I think when you use the pathway, you bypass a room. You pass by a room. I think that's the prayer room for them.
Oh.
But you're still thinking, okay, then if you go to my mom, because she fast, so she knows the details. One time I took her to the Apache restaurant, and in the bathroom, they have a special device there. My mom said, well, that's a real Islamic restaurant because they have the things that you actually use to cleanse yourself before prayer.
Oh, okay.
So she said, last time I took her to a different Persian restaurant, and she said, oh, this restaurant doesn't have that.
Oh.
So, you know, the other Persian restaurant has, that this one doesn't have. My mom said, oh, maybe this restaurant, people don't pray. That's what she noticed.
Right. That people don't pray, that's funny. Well,
yeah. Because you need, you know, like she came in December, and then we have to give her a new kettle for her to use for her praying.
Oh, okay.
Because she needs a cleanse before she prays.
Okay, but that cleansing you don't have to take off all your clothes, do you? No. Just you wash your feet and your hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No. It's just, I think regular praying, you probably don't.
But for the Muslim community, I know that because I've been to a mosque and where the women are with the women and the men are with the men and they go in the bathroom and they wash their hands and their feet. Yeah, that was my experience. Anyway, I digress. I just had to share that. And what's your mom's name, by the way?
Xu Ling Wang.
Well, please tell her hi from a fan.
Yeah, thank you. I will.
Because at 80, if she's still fasting, she knows something that many of us don't know. And see, that's a myth that fasting you'll be weak or drink some water. You know, we're just so conditioned in this country to eat every 5 minutes. When I remember going to South Africa 20, 30 years ago, I had a South African guy told me, he said, you Americans, you graze all day. And I was like, graze? We're not cows. He's like, yes, you are, because you eat all day. He didn't say it in a mean manner. It was just observing because we eat potato chips and snacks and then you eat a full course meal, and it's like, we do. We graze. That's what we do. And that's why America is in the condition that it's in, as far as health is concerned. But on another note, the health of our well-being, and that is our occupations that we choose. And many times we choose occupations that don't choose us. We just do something to find a way to work some money and to make some money. And that's what I love about why you need to learn Chinese, because it offers you opportunities that you would not get elsewhere. I love that.
Yeah, you know, I actually listened to one of the British scholars and talk about what Chinese people, you know, right now we hear so much about China on the news.
Yes.
But they don't really understand what China means.
Right.
Okay. Actually, right, you know, the way the scholar, I'm going to send you the link later, you know, I didn't have a chance to do it today. that this scholar says China, unlike America, America is a country. China is not a country. It's a civilization. So when we talk of China, we're talking about almost at least more than 2,000 years of history, because it's all China. And to the people understand China, what you see today is only one of the, you know, because China, like in the before 1900, China was made up in 13 dynasties, and then small ones that in between. And then we also classified almost the two governments after 1900 as two separate, you can say, dynasty too. Okay? So the two dynasties, one right now is seated in Taiwan, and one seated in Beijing. So when you call China, you have to talk about, maybe you should talk about all 15 dynasties, plus the when China was break up into small kingdom.
Ooh.
And people don't, you know, they talk about China, it's only talking about this today, like the one in Beijing, but that's not complete China.
Well, see, we don't know those things.
So when, and that's, I think there's the huge misunderstanding of China by the West.
Because we only know what they show us.
They created Taiwan issue out of nothing. Because for us, like my mom, and then the other day I was talking to her, like even my mom. My mom was born in the time the government was the same as the one in Taiwan.
Wow.
And then it was replaced, not through election, but through civil war. And then, so I think what I will tell you, the today's government in Beijing probably is a 2,000-year quest by peasants to have a government for themselves. Because the first Chinese uprising by peasants was 200 BC. And then the reason Chinese changed all the dynasties is because it started out always by a peasant uprising, because Chinese over 2,000 years, it's an agriculture society. China become the world number one because China was the largest agriculture society in the history of the world for almost 2,000 years. But the peasant was always a lower class. The life was miserable for 2,000 years. 2,200 years. It was a quest from the first peasant uprising. It was a quest for the farmers, for peasants, to have a equality in the society.
Wow.
Because the slogan for 2,200 years ago is, you know, the nobles, are they born as nobles?
As nobles?
Yeah, see, you know, yeah, the nobles, because at that time the nobles, like the lords, you know, that class, were they born as nobles? So that was their request, that we all born, we were supposed to born equal. That's, you know, as
okay.
The peasants and the nobles are, you know, the lords.
Right.
Supposed to be, we shouldn't born unequal.
Absolutely, I agree.
So that was the quest 2,200 years ago. And then, so even though China replaced so many dynasties, until the last one, the communist, was the only government represent the interests of peasants. Okay, so it's China and U.S. are in parallel universe, very, very different. So, you know, when I first came to the United States, I have this culture shock. I feel like, even though I understand the language, you know, I was an English major in China, so I worked as interpreter for business people, like during three shows. One, at the time, when, you know, China just were opened up, and a lot of international trade shows need interpreter for Japanese, Swedish, American, Italian business that they want to sell products in China.
Mm.
And they need to communicate with the clients. They need an interpreter. So I was working at a trade show. So that was my best job. So that's why I think why you need to learn another language is because my skill at that time was very sought after. And I was making the salary at that was $50 a day, okay? That's the equivalent of 1 month of salary for average worker. More than that. Maybe twice of a month's salary.
Wow.
So if you speak, yeah, that was, you know, I remember I went on the trade show, I was hired to help an engineer to install the machinery to make a leather. So I had to travel with him to different provinces.
Okay.
I think it's 8 days. I took it 8 days from work.
What do you say, different provinces? Excuse me for interrupting, but what do you mean when you say province? Like a different...
Because here you call it different state.
Oh.
The provinces.
Okay.
So I travel, so I work, you know, $50 a day is four, so I make $400 during that trip.
Okay.
You know, that $400, I actually, when I left China, because my tuition was paid, okay, when I went to college, I didn't have to pay tuition.
Oh.
So because I have to serve the country, it's almost like preliminary. I have to serve the state for 4 years because I quit a year before working for the state company. So I had to pay the tuition. So that $50, that's 1 week work, 8 days work. I actually paid my whole year tuition.
Wow.
So you can see the purchase power. And, you know, very few people could do that.
I can see how.
That's why I encourage you to learn a different language, like Chinese, because right now China is the biggest trading partner of the United States and for almost 120 countries around the world.
Oh, there's a question here. Soul Purpose Healing asks, does Zoe speak other languages? How does Chinese compare with other languages regarding the ability to learn fast? Good question. Thank you for that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, honestly, the best way to learn a language, maybe you have some crash course to know the basics. To study, you know, the grammar and the phonetics.
Mm-hmm.
So afterwards, go for a vacation in China.
Ah.
And then before, you know, we will always say, you know, before COVID, I took my girlfriend from a graduate school at University of East Illinois. She's from Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
I would see the opportunity to go for a trip in China for $350.
Wow.
I took her to see the city of Panda, you know, where the Panda preservation today. So we spent a week there, and she absolutely loved it, just 1 week. And she said, I don't mind to retire in this city. It's just so comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I encourage everyone, because I would say China and the U.S. are in a parallel universe.
Mm.
What you see in the news is not what you see is going on in China. I just sent you a little clip of this British guy. He actually lived in China more than 15 years, and he married to a Chinese. I have a young son. And he just went to Xinjiang. So he is traveling in Xinjiang right now, where they talk about Uyghur genocide.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, there's a KFC there. There's a Gucci store there. So you think about it. A place with a genocide, how can they have Gucci store?
Huh?
And then he also showed his hotel room. I think it's almost like a 5-star hotel room.
Wow.
But in China, it's I don't think it's like even the 5-star here. I would be 6-star hotel room.
Oh, wow.
In America. But in China, that's just middle class hotel.
Wow.
It's a huge discount from what America, like $200, $300 in China, hotel is very inexpensive.
Thank God, because it's not
And then you walk out like at 12 o'clock midnight. He went into a restaurant and saw like 3 Uyghurs eating, and then they just say, hey, come join us. Eat some like lamb feet, 12 o'clock midnight with 3 Uyghurs.
What's a Uyghur?
Uyghur is you know, they were talking about Uyghur genocide in the news in America right now.
Oh.
They are supposed to be genocide.
I didn't hear that. Okay, well, there's a lot that I don't hear because I don't watch the news, so.
Well, yeah, because that's why it's better not to hear that. But then you are put in a different universe.
Okay.
Because they want you to see it. But
yes.
It's that, you know, it's just like, the Uyghurs are almost like the African-Americans of China.
Oh.
Okay? Because they look different. They are white. They are Turkish looking.
Really?
So, they are visibly, you know, because China is made up 56 ethnicities and 55 are ethnic groups, and I'm one of those. We are, you know, Uyghurs and us are the two largest Islamic, like Muslim groups in China.
Wow.
And then I remember 20 years ago, we are probably twice as bigger as Uyghurs, but now they just surpassed us.
Oh, wow.
In terms of population. Just thinking under the genocide by American terms, how their population double in size if they are subject to genocide.
Okay. And speaking of media, I want to thank you for sending me this video that we're about to watch here. And I need you to explain, as soon as we come back from this next break, why we need to know what you sent us. So everybody just hold on tight. It's 8:02. We're going to take our next commercial break, and we'll be back with Zoe Ma, businesswoman Zoe Ma. And she's explaining to us why we need to learn Chinese. But I want you to hear what she says from another perspective as it relates to the media here in America. So stay close. We'll be right back.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Do you have a product or service? Take your business global and get new customers from around the world. Advertise on the Female Solution Radio Show. You may have a great product. You may even have a fantastic website. But how do you let people know you exist? Tell them. Promote your business on one of the most dynamic shows on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. You'll reach an enthusiastic audience of more than 100,000 loyal daily listeners with a specially designed 30-second ad that will drive customers directly to your website. We'll send you statistics as tracked by Blog Talk Radio to let you know the numbers and demographics of those hearing your advertisement. Your ad will run during the live 2-hour morning show from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and it will be heard all day long by listeners who listen to the archived shows. You'll reach our worldwide audience on their laptops, iPods, iPads, and cell phones. Watch the orders for your product or service increase. Just go to our website, www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And click on the radio advertising page. Send us your words. We'll create a 30-second radio ad and watch your business increase worldwide.
Oh, man. God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Back here on The Female Solution, I'm your host, Joseph Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness on the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. Today, we are blessed with the presence of businesswoman
Zoe Ma
on how to learn, why you need to learn to speak Chinese. And before we went to break, we were talking about the media and how the media controls our minds. And when Zoe sent me this video, I think I had to share it with you, so I want you to enjoy this. And just give us a brief synopsis of what this is about, Zoe.
I think this is about, there is a interview of China's foreign minister in China, and the answer is answer the questions, and the foreign minister of China meeting the international journalist.
Mm-hmm.
So he answered some questions. There are American journalists from BBC, from CNN, and then the journalist from BBC, as well as a journalist from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, the BBC and the CNN wrote up a report about this conference. And then after this, the African journalist read what the CNN reporter said, he was shocked. He said, am I at the same conference that she was in? Because it's whatever he heard was not mentioned.
Yeah.
But and remember, the CNN journalist from America is a Chinese American.
Mm.
Chinese American journalist. But have a totally different spin on the same topic, same conference that this African journalist attending.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I want to share. Like, I want people to understand what you see, what you read from CNN, the mainstream media, may not the fact. It was through a spin, through a narrative, and very objective. But I encourage people to go to the other country if you are interested in that topic and learn that language, to go to the source.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that I see this one. I thought to share with you about this. How the news about China being projected by the American journalists, even though they are Chinese American journalists. Grew up in China, just like I did, but they have totally different views. You may want to question why.
And it's because they work for an organization that programs the masses. So we expect to be, well, just listen to this, okay, and then make it your own.
Oh, man. I was so disappointed. I was. Because someone sent me the CNN one. I forgot the lady's name, but I think she's Asian American or Asian. I'm not certain. But wow. I was blown away. But you see, and this was one of the things that I was speaking with the Chinese embassy in Antigua and Barbuda. The ladies are from China, right? And they work in the embassy. This is the first conversation, face-to-face conversation I'm having with them. And they told me, listen, I'm sure you're going to hear a lot of things about China, but the only thing we can ask is for you to go with an open mind. And you can be objective. You can be a journalist. You can think critically about what you're hearing and the different messages that you're hearing. But when I heard some of the other reports from the BBC, from the CNN, from those, and I was like, was that the same press conference I was in? I've never met the foreign minister. This is the first time I've seen him visibly, other than seeing, you know, on television and news media and all of that. Listen, I was taken aback by some of the reports that came out of that media, especially from the U.S. market. I could not believe he was a contentious, he was combative, I was like, what? What? Where did that come from? I respected the CNNs, the NBC, you know, and those were on the standard that he looked up to, the BBC. You know, those were coming from where I'm from, those were the standards that he looked up to. But I'm thinking, wait a minute. I was in that press conference the other day, and I was like, wow. How could they spin that way internationally? Even not here, of course. Oh, China is ready to have a conflict with the U.S. And I'm like, what? No, and I wrote it down. I made sure I wrote it down so I don't forget it. And he said the relationship should be on a common interest of both peoples. That should determine the U.S. and China relations, not the politics and threat for inflation, mutual respect. Wow, where's the conflict? Where's the conflict in that? You know what I mean? And I heard a lot of other things. And he gave an analogy as well. And he had the analogy about the Olympic athletes, running down a thing. And on competitiveness, yes, they can compete. You can choose. You can say that you're better at this. I can say I'm better at this. I'm going to achieve this. And we can compete on a competitive level. But he was saying that if they outcompete them, fine. If China outcompetes the U.S., yes, let's do that. Because that's what it's built on. Not built on the U.S. trying to contain and suppress China. And that's not what it should be. And listen, when I heard him say that, right, and he had another analogy, being the former Chinese ambassador to the U.S., and he was mentioning about the young boy in Ohio. And I'm like, where was that in the reporting? You know, that has nowhere apart of the reporting. The sensationalism that they took from that whole thing about him being combative and him being, I couldn't even find the words. I could not believe these were the news stations that we used to look up to. You know what I mean? So now we're having the idea that, oh, China is such a bad country. China don't want the peace in the world. You know what I mean? And that's one thing I picked up on all the speeches. It's they're trying to world peace. I didn't get the persona that they wrote about, that news stations wrote about. I got a calm person just delivering where China's foreign policy is. He touched on global governance, you know, developing countries, better life, and giving them a louder voice in international affairs, which will come back to us, the developing countries. And if China wants that for us, of course, we would want that for ourselves.
And it's so important. I mean, this video got what, over 5 million views, and he is so right on target. If you do not know that the information that you are being given is a driven narrative, you're asleep at the wheel. Because yeah, he said it plain and simple. We think the way we think because of the information that we're given. And all of the information that we're given is not correct. They just put a whole total spin on it. It's like, yeah, I couldn't believe it when I heard it. I was like, then you should believe it because you know how programming works. You wrote a book about it.
Yeah, that's why I feel like, you know, now we are not looking just what we see, what's going on around us. Sometimes we feel, okay, the economy is in a not-so-good situation. There's a war going on in the world. So there's not so much things that make us feel optimistic about it. But actually, maybe that's not what's actually the fact. Fact is not someone tell you that fact. The fact is something we need to go look for ourselves.
Thank you.
And then, you know, what the world they present to us may not be the world is right for us. We need to create our own world. And that's why I say sometimes when you know, I come from China to broaden my horizon because I, especially, you know, there are so many Chinese students came in the 90s and now too. But because I have a better language skill, so I immerse myself in the mainstream culture. I live in a more outside my Chinese community. So that today I have I can retire at my 50 years old. Because I have built myself through entrepreneurship, and in that way, I can feel like I'm more accomplished than those who actually maybe work for the big corporation, but they're still working for someone else, and they still have to work, even though they may make more money. But you know, without that job, the life is they don't have a choice. They don't have a freedom. I have the freedom. And then what I like to do is to inspire people to come out of your comfort zone, come out of your community for African Americans. Maybe make some friends in Chinatown. Someone's going to show you how to do some business there. Someone's going to give you build a contact in China that you can, you know, be your own Amazon.
Whoa. Say that again.
Yeah,
be your own Amazon. Yes.
There's a lot of Chinese America in Chinatown will love to help partner you and do something together. And right now I'm actually starting a project to help returning residents from incarceration, and then work with a Chinese man, businessman for a project in Chicago area. It's, you know, there's a lot of people, and we don't have to see ourselves as, you know, opposite. We can be partners. So that's, you know, and the peace and friendship can go a long way. And the language skills, if you learn a few words in Chinese, you know, you are already given the level of a friendship with them. It's not just a client relationship. They will treat you as partners, and they will help you. And just like, you know, this Chinese gentleman, when he approached me, said he wanted to get some, expand his business. And I say, well, do you think you want to work with some African Americans? And he said, I don't mind. So that's, you know, been for almost a month that I've been talking to him, and you know, I'm trying to see how that's going, because I feel it's a great opportunity for returning residents, you know, from incarceration to start a new life. And this is all about to start a new life for you and build a future for you, for people here, for yourself, your family, for your community.
Amen.
There's a lot of opportunities if we can just go to, you know, go out of our comfort zone. And I remember when I first started, I had to learn a lot of things from the, you know, white people. How do they do business in America?
Mm-hmm.
And that is how I can become you know, successful. Is I didn't stay in my Chinese community.
Mm.
I stay out of it. Because of my language skills. I'm not shy. I feel comfortable speaking English. But a lot of Chinese are not very comfortable speaking English, you know, even though they live in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you remember I mentioned before, there's over 200,000 Africans living in China, doing trade between China and Africa.
Wow.
And a lot of them, you know, are married in China, stayed in China. And a lot of them, they want to stay in China for the rest of their lives.
Wow. That says a lot.
Yeah. So I
that
feel
says
like,
a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if the people in Africa want to stay in China, what African Americans are afraid of? To go to visit China. And then find, you know, feel the same opportunity, find the same opportunity as those Africans in China.
I am watching or have been watching a lot of YouTube videos about other ethnicities visiting to Asia, and especially China and Japan. More China than Japan. But it's opening my eyes. To, and not only me, but everybody else who's watching too, that the opportunities are endless. And because we live in America, where we are conditioned from birth to not love or accept other countries, this is why our listener, Viata, host of Soul Purpose Healing, last night, Sunday, if you didn't hear it last night, you got to go back and hear it from 7 to 9 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution, and as well as Soul Purpose Healing on Facebook. She says, thanks for another reminder of media manipulation. Turn off the TV. YouTube University has so much more than television. It just does. You learn things like what you're telling us here, Zoe. You don't know if you never leave the country or if you never turn off the TV and turn on some international something or another. Because America's not the end all. And when people get here, they see that it's like, oh, America's not what I think it is. And a lot of the refugees who are coming here are finding that out, especially those who are from Ukraine. Because I volunteer at an organization, been there over 32 years, and I see the influx of the Ukrainian community coming here. And then, of course, they are given what they need, housing, shelter, food, job. They're given all of that. But then at some point, you're on your own. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to go to get a job in the system, in the American system? Of course you are, because America is the country that what's the word, saved you, so to speak. But you got to get beyond that. And I'm going to pull up some more videos that you have sent me too as well, Zoe. And thank you for that reminder, Viata from Soul Purpose Healing. There's a ton of videos that you have sent me that I think that our viewing audience needs to be aware of. And I'm pulling up one right now. Now, I want you to give us a brief, some insight into what this video is about. Of course. And what is this, Zoe? Okay, so can you explain to us what this was about, Zoe?
You know, one is, I first saw it, I thought well, this was some African dance because I see so much color.
Uh-huh.
And then I realized, oh, this is a Chinese dance. I didn't know about this before.
Oh, really?
And I just, this is actually southern China, near, like, not very, should not be very far from Hong Kong.
Mm.
And this is it's a traditional dance. Probably almost 1,000 years old.
Then. Oh wow!
And then I think remember I said China throughout over like 2,200 years of history,
mm-hmm.
China has so much peasants uprising.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think this particular dance is to celebrate a period where there's 108. Peasants, they occupied, they actually occupied mountains and they initiated an uprising.
Oh.
And they have this dance, so it's like it's a martial art dance and theater all together, and you know, and this is also, so you see the costume?
Mm-hmm, beautiful,
this
I love the colors.
This costume is like almost 1,000 years old, that is through those secrets. And this is for celebrate Chinese New Year.
Wow. Chinese New Year.
This Chinese New Year is in central China.
Okay.
But you can see the outfit is, so China is actually rethinking about culture and history and costume and cultural events.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, you know, because China, They find their pride. And I feel like the African Americans can find their pride, just like the Chinese find their pride.
Mm.
You know, they don't have to wear current day westernized costume and clothing. You know, the history. This is a Chinese history, and I think this is a tourist event too during the holidays, and people, you know, come to see all of this. So you see, this is a Chinese New Year event.
Mm-hmm. You said something about, you said them finding their culture. You said African-Americans can find their culture. I think, if I am not mistaken, that African-Americans do identify with Africans, hence African-Americans. So we do wear the clothing, but... and some practice principles that are of African origin, and because of the, pretty much what we do in America, it comes from the motherland. So there's your African origin right there. So don't be deceived that is not something that is practiced here. And the United States, oh, we've got some more comments here. Soul Purpose Healing says, how influential is the Chinese Communist Party throughout China? Wow, that's a good question.
Okay, the Communist Party was founded in 1921, so it's only 100 years old.
Mm.
Okay, and because I think before the Communists, in 1860, I think around the time U.S. had the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
There was another communist event, but it was a test, and coming by a leader who became a Christian, they find a communism is actually probably is what they are, the world, the notion of a communism is maybe the answer to the 2,000 years of request by the peasant.
Oh.
So, but the no one, you know, for 2,200 years, the peasants never was able to build their own government until the CCP. The CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, is represents the interests of the peasants and the working class.
Mm.
And even today, so, and then, you know, finally, in last, I think by 2020, the Communist Party has lived 800 million Chinese lead them out of poverty.
Oh, my goodness. I am so glad you said that. I am being texted by one of our faithful higher learning leaders, I like to call them. And that is Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia, who does extensive research, and he has shared with me some information I've got to pull up on the screen. But right now we've got to take our last promo break, and we'll be right back, so stay close.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Use the promo code TheFemaleSolution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Us back here on the Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I am joined by my co-host today, businesswoman Zoe Ma, and we have a full-fledged conversation on this morning. I am loving it. Baba Kwame Sunhorse sent me this video from News One. Actually, it's a link to the history of China and African Americans, and I want to read to you what he says about migrants from the Democratic Republic Congo. Republic of Congo, Ghana, and Senegal are the remaining African communities in, and help me out, Zoe,
Guangzhou, yeah.
With at least a few hundred registered members at country-based civic organizations in 2014. Now, this is almost 10 years ago. By 2020, there were an estimated 500,000 Africans living in China. That's over 500,000, with the majority of them riding in Guangzhou.
Yeah, there is an African village in Guangzhou.
Wow, and I did not know this. See, that's why I love this show, because I learn more than I share. I'm always learning something. I love that. And I look at these people. Now, are these the kind of people that were referred to as peasants?
Yeah.
Because of their lack of wealth?
Well, in China, only, I think this is the way it looks like. They are basically Qing Dynasty. The last imperial dynasty between 1644 to 1912. Is ruled by a minority group in China. The Han, which is 95% of population, were second or third class citizens.
Oh.
And the first class is Manchu. They are more like Koreans. They used to be next to.
Wow.
And they were able to conquer they took over the capital in 1644 and become the ruling class. And they treat the majority of Chinese as second, third class of citizens. And they don't own, and the Han Chinese, they didn't own land. So those are the peasants throughout the history. They just dressed differently, but for 2,200 years, they were dirt poor and, you know, suffer from a famine almost every single year.
Wow.
In a natural disaster. So the Chinese population fluctuate, and also war. You know, the white Chinese do not like war because China suffers so much throughout the 2,200 years of history.
Yeah.
You know, more than that, it's a lot of civil wars, a lot of uprising.
Wow.
And the Chinese are, you know, they rebel. If the government don't feel the government on their side, they rebel. They are not like say, oh, you know, we are so obedient. No, no, no. Just remember, I was one of the students went to Tiananmen Square to protest against the government in 1989.
Whoa.
You know, did you hear about Tiananmen Massacre? Well, that's a made-up phrase. It never happened. It was not like that. But I was in that movement.
Wow.
So, but, you know, the Chinese look at the government in a historical perspective. You know, when I talk to my mom, you remember my mom grew up in the period almost like during the colonization, the American independence. Okay. So she witnessed two different governments.
Mm.
And she knows that the prior government was the worst. She lived through poverty because of the previous government currently seated in Taiwan.
Wow.
So now, you look at her life right now, my mom doesn't want to live in the United States. I have to trick her to come here because she's 80 years old. I don't think she should live alone, but she does not want to live here for sure, because China right now, the government takes care of the poor and the old, the elderly. You know, in China, there's a law. The children, the grown children have to pay elder support. The child support, in China, there's a law. You have to pay elder support.
Oh. Wow.
And you can be in jail if you don't support your parents.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they say that, you know, when you're a kid, your parents pay for you. And when you are
able
to support yourself. But when your parents are unable to support themselves, you have to pay.
Wow. Never heard that one. China has some things going on that he, we didn't know that. And talk about classism, sexism, racism, and all those isms in there. That's the way it should be. But let me go back to just a moment, the history of China. I'm looking at these two women, and they look black, and they look Chinese. And what you just said, the first recorded presence of black people in China dates back to the Tang Dynasty, which you just said, 618 to 907 A.D., according to Black Past. During this time, the Silk Road was a major trade route that connected China to the rest of the world. It was throughout this route that the first black people known as the foreign blacks arrived in China. And these foreigners came from regions of East Africa, like Ethiopia, Somalia, and were mainly merchants and slaves. I'm going to post this information on my blog on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. So, because there's a lot of information that we need to know about that will help us. Yeah, blacks in history in China, the history of China's first black happiness. You need to know about that. So I'm going to post that, so you need not fear if it's not up there on the screen long enough with you.
I'm not surprised if there's, I haven't heard about that, but I'm not surprised because the Silk Road connects China to Europe and Central Asia and Eastern Africa. I'm not surprised.
Mm.
And then because my ancestors as Muslim, we are from Central. Our ancestors from Central Asia through the Silk Road.
Mm.
And also in the 1400 before Columbus sailed around the world, it was a Chinese Muslim went to Africa in the big boat.
Mm-hmm.
That boat is much bigger than the probably like five times bigger than the boat that the Columbus rode.
Wow.
And there is still a Chinese village in Africa because some sailor didn't come back.
Wow.
And then I saw the YouTube the other day. There are also some sailors were in South America because China was more of a trade. When Columbus they brought colonization, China just went over to trade and come back because Chinese culture. There's a phrase, peace is more as good as gold. Because China went through so many wars internally, so Chinese people do not want wars. They do not want conflict.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. excuse me, for those who want. Soul Purpose Healing says, how does Zoe look at the relationship that Biden seems to have with CCP that suggests that he's being controlled by them? Is the
you
CCP? Yeah, is that the CCP? Is that the Communist Party? The China Communist Party? Okay.
Well, just thinking about, okay, the CCP represents the interests of peasants and workers. Mm. Like I said, China and the U.S. are on parallel universe. The U.S. can have its own version of capitalism where, you see people, the homeless. And in China, you cannot, there's almost no homeless in China.
Really?
Yeah, you go, I sent you another clip. It was a British guy living in went to Xinjiang. And then he went to the subway, and there's a, underpass. If this were in America or in Britain, you will see the homeless camp out in the underpass. But in China, you don't. You don't see that.
Does it exist?
Barely.
Wow. Because the...
Because China is a socialist country. You help the poor and the needy.
Yes.
And, I think it's the narrative... The Biden, to me, it's a form of
Wow.
The reason I come back to Chicago, I want to work with this, because I feel the pain.
When wow.
I feel because I was mistreated. They sabotage my business. They made up things, and they lied.
Wow.
I have to through the court, because I know I cannot fight with you, but I want to put a record in court that you discriminate my business, you suffer my business as a white government official. Because
wow.
They feel like, we don't have to help you.
Wow.
Okay, so that, you know, to me, I feel that it's white supremacy.
Yeah.
When I was doing business in Wisconsin.
Wow.
And I can see what's going on in the international stage. The way trade China is a form of white supremacy.
Mm.
You cannot be better than me. You cannot be at the same level as me.
Amen.
I voted for Biden in 2020. I regret it.
I think a lot of people are regretting it because they see that he's just a robot. He's not making any decisions. Those decisions were already made. He's just following them out.
No.
No.
He represents that kind of a group. He's one of them. He makes decisions.
Mm-hmm.
The people he surrounds him is handpicked by himself.
Well,
I think because there's a certain group. This is a part of the Clinton administration too.
Yes, but
so he grouped those people.
Well,
he selects them.
Well, let me say this: he is the chosen face
of those people.
Of the people who think like that.
Yes.
He is not in control. Just like I've really learned that when Obama was president. He is not in control. He is a face for the corporations that run this country and the world. Go ahead.
Who is the vice president of Obama?
That was, who was it? I don't even remember. Was it Biden? It was,
of course.
It was Biden, yeah.
Yeah, so.
So they're continuing that same reign.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, when Obama was not controlled, because he's not white.
Right.
You know, I'm sorry. And then I think Obama resisted as much as possible, but he couldn't do
He gave the appearance. He gave the appearance.
Yeah, yeah. But
because
he
was under their rule, too. Corporations run America, period. That's just how it is, whether we like it or admit it or even acknowledge it or even know of it. That's just how things are.
So what I see how Biden is doing to China is how I feel when I was doing business in Wisconsin.
Mm.
That I did not deserve to be doing business there, and then they sabotage you to the point your business collapsed.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's my personal experience.
Right. Viata from Soul Purpose Healing says, I went to college in Wisconsin for 4 years, and yes, there was lots of ignorance about cultural differences. She also says, bravo for the parent support law. Why don't we have that here in the U.S., and what can we do about it to make that happen? That's my question.
I think it's self petition. You know, I think it's in the U.S., you go through right through the Congress. You know, I think it's fair. You know, when the older people cannot support, when the 80s, because, you know, the pension system is not enough.
Especially when it's being stolen right from under our eyes.
True. So I don't know. Maybe by the time I retire, there won't be anything left with Social Security.
Right.
But Social Security is not enough.
Right. It's never been enough, especially now. I just want people to see the blog for the resources that are on my blog, zeldaspeech.wordpress.com. So you see the resources from the Black History in China, Blacks in History in China, and Elder Rights. So that information is there, and there will be more information there later, but I just wanted to share that with our viewing audience. It's 8:50. We've got about 7 minutes here before the show ends. This is so eye-opening. Oh, good Lord, I forgot to take calls. What was I thinking? 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. If you would like to comment this morning, how could I forget about the switchboard? We've been talking for so long. Area code 706202. I do believe that's caller Baba Kwame Sunhus. Yes, Baba Kwame Sunhus, please go right ahead.
Well, greetings, Sister Zelda, and greetings to your guests. It's very important that we have someone sharing the culture difference. And there was a great historian, Rocco Roschidi, did a lot of historical work about the blacks in China, even the part of, you know, establishing through the DNA that they've even had Chinese scientists have proven that the some of the first people in China were Africans. But the other part that to be looked at is that law that she talks about, that was Confucius. I sent it to you. 2,500 years ago, he created this in saying that taking care of the parents.
It's called lao wu lao. You take care of the old, you take care of the young. So,
right.
But I also want to mention that I don't know if I mentioned before about the Africans in China. So my first direct contact with Africans is when I was in college. The university next door had hosting foreign students from Africa on Chinese scholarship. Yes. So that's, you know, I went to, it was 1987. I was babysitting for American teacher who were a teacher at the university, and her boyfriend is from Tanzania. Because they all live in the same compound, so the African student, foreign student, was treated as guests. And the game was very, it's VIP class in China. That caused kind of grievances among the Chinese students like us, because in our dorm, when I was in college, there was 8 girls in one dorm room with bunk beds and then public toilet. You know, it's just like a home row. It's like a dormitory. The bathroom is at the end of the hall of like 10, 20 rooms share one bathroom, one big, you know, open stall bathroom and public bathhouse. But the African students, they live in a condominium type of room. They have their own private bath and private shower. And they are on Chinese scholarship.
Wow.
The government scholarship. I think it's an agreement between China and Africa day back in 1955. But I think Chairman Mao, the reason this version of peasant uprising was successful because of Chairman Mao. He was brilliant because, see, when China, the Beijing government did not have the UN seats until 1971. Because the UN seat was, China was a founding member, but that China was not the China today. That China was the government seat in Taiwan. So they hold the seat between 1945 to 1971. Who helped the Beijing government got the seat? The African nation.
Ah.
You know,
right.
So China for a long time always tried to build relationship with Africa.
Mm.
In the end, the Africans, the Latin Americans, and the Southeast Asians, especially the vote from Africa was the pivotal to switch the seat from, you know, within the China, they all called China, but whether it's Beijing government or Taiwan government.
Now, I'm going to share with you what I thought was very surprising. The first time I went to the motherland, I think it was 1996, and I go and stay in this resort. I don't remember the name of it. Somebody arranged it. I didn't know where I was going. I'd never left the country. And I get to, in the evening, I get there, and I see all these Chinese people, and I was like, am I in Africa or am I in China? And then it was explained to me that the resort that we were living in, visiting, staying in, was owned by the Chinese. I'm like, how can that possibly be? We're in Africa. How can that possibly be? It did not make sense to me. But as I live and continue to live and grow and to learn about trade and doing business in China, now I understand. Chinese saw an opportunity in Africa, and they went for it.
Yeah.
But
and there are a lot of people who have, you know, settled. If they cannot survive in China, they feel like they can survive and do well in Africa. So that's why a lot of people, Chinese, move to Africa. They feel, you know, the life in Africa is better than the life in China.
Right.
You know, because they – see, that's the same thing. Those Chinese, many of them are not necessarily well-educated, but they move to Africa, they learn the language, and they make a better life for themselves.
And their parents.
That's why I feel I encourage you, you know, people, just go out of your comfort zone. And, you know, Chinese people are very peaceful.
And teach the children early about supporting their parents later. That's what Soul Purpose Healing says. Living security alone has to lower or change their standard of living because Social Security is not enough. Go right ahead, Baba Kwame Sunhor.
The question I was to ask her, because when I was in Vietnam in 69 and 70, we took R&R and we would go to Hong Kong. And that was when it was still controlled by the British. Does Britain still control Hong Kong, or has it gone back to the CCP?
Does British still control Hong Kong, or has it gone back to the CCP?
In 97, Hong Kong went back to China.
Ah.
Yeah.
Because the Chinese government in Taiwan was not powerful enough to negotiate. Because Hong Kong could go either way. But the Chinese government in Taiwan did not. They were not strong enough. Because the British didn't want to give it back. And then the Deng Xiaoping at times said, if you don't give back Hong Kong, we will send troops there.
Gotcha.
So they have no choice to give it back.
They had no choice but to give it back. Does that answer your question, Baba Kwame Sunhor? Does that answer your question?
Yes, because that was like the movie Sand Pebbles with Steve McQueen with the Boxer Rebellion in China when the British the Americans were sent out of China.
Well, that just about wraps it up. It is 8:58, and as I am playing Joy Ma for sharing your expertise on why you need to learn Chinese. This is very informational. Why you need to learn to speak Chinese, and the after show begins in just a few minutes. I'll be bringing on our executive director. Will you be able to stay for the after show, Zoe, or do you have to go?
I can be a little bit, yes.
Okay, let me play the ending and then bring in our executive.
Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xiexie. India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Medasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jerez,
Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Time for the after show, and I welcome our executive producer, Naima Latif. Welcome to the show, sister.
Hi.
Zoe Naima. Naima and Zoe.
I listened to the conversation about communist China and realize that we in America have been so inundated with propaganda against the communist system to the point where people are afraid to even say the word communism.
Yes.
And when Paul Robeson, that great entertainer, statesman, activist, traveled abroad when he went to Russia and saw that the system of communism alleviated so many social problems and was advocating that we change our capitalist way of organizing resources and consider communism. Oh, he was blasted, he was blackballed, he was persecuted by the government, because this government is afraid of communism because it does ensure some type of equality and making sure that everyone's basic needs are met.
Mm-hmm.
That's the human way to look at how to organize your resources, not the greed way. Well, you know, you get all you can and you snatch from everybody else.
I got mine, you get yours. That's
yeah.
my mentality.
I'll take yours to get more for me.
Yeah, I think that I subscribe. Is it called the Institute of Christian Socialism?
Oh.
So I just forward that because I've become a member, because, you know, I think that the act, it said we have defend the, you know, as a Christian, we have defend the rights of the poor and needy. That's what's mandated by God, by Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something we made it up. If we believe we are Christians, then we should follow what the God wants us to do, right?
That's right.
I think, and that's, I feel, you know, after I become a Christian, I actually understand what I should do now. Because, and then for me, let's see, for me to do what I do now, I feel that's what's calling for me.
Yeah.
To help I just past week I was helping two nonprofits from the West Side and South Side to apply for grants, because, and then I have to help them to understand, you know, how to make it, you know, because I'm sharing my expertise, my knowledge, because as a Christian I'm called to do it, to help. Otherwise, you know, I don't understand why, you know, I'm a more like accidental American, because I didn't want to come American. I didn't want to come. You know, I told my mom it pains me for many things, but I think that's because God made me to come.
Mm.
I, you know, and for you know, I accept it, because in China I was very successful. When I was 25 years old, before I left China, God gave me a job that I make 20 times of average Chinese.
Wow.
20 times as a 25-year-old.
Wow.
So that's why I say, because I speak English at that time, it's a skill that's very sought after at times. And for some reason, God chose me to say, push come to the United States, and I felt demoralized for 10 years, because America is not what I was been advertised.
What you, yeah, being advertised, what you were told that it was, and it is nothing. People are saying that now that they're arriving here from other countries. It is not the land of milk and honey unless you already have the milk and the honey.
Yes.
Viata says, hugs to both of you, queens. Great show, like a college class. Thank us. Yes, it was a class. That's why I love this format on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network, because we're always learning something. We didn't always come to teach. We come to learn. While you all are talking, I got to find this link that someone sent me about the dream state. And I'll pull it up while you're talking. But we have got to get to the point where we are doing the work that is necessary. And we are doing the work that is necessary for the next generation of children. Because if we don't teach them, they don't know.
Right, right.
I think we have to take our children. Because when they're young, they can be impressionable. Then we can let them see a new world.
Yeah.
I took my son to China many, many times. So he has his own version of what he thinks China is. To him, it's a big, you know, China, to me, sometimes it's a Disney world on a very large scale.
Oh.
It's a Disney world.
Okay.
It's tourist, it's a lot of fun because you see different like sites and you know, yeah, it's a Disney world on a massive scale.
I like that, Disney world on a massive scale. Okay.
Yeah, it's a, you know, food and then culture events and like my son loves massage. You can go massage everywhere.
Yeah, I would love
and
that.
And then, you know, parks and things like that. It's so much fun. But, you know, it's definitely different from what you see.
Yeah.
And in the Disney world, you also have a complaint about sometimes the service not good. So that's why people complain about China. They tell there are certain things. The service not perfect, so we have to complain about it. But, you know, overall, it's a good experience.
Well, there are a lot of people there. And one thing that any system has to do is manage large groups of people. And so people have learned how to maneuver around in crowded places without being unpleasant. And that's, I mean, just the manners, even though, you know, Westerners kind of make fun of the politeness, but when you have large groups of people, you have to have a culture that is conscious of other people's space, and you have to have a culture that teaches respect so the children see how you interact. So I think that's one of the strengths of China, and having developed ways of helping people manage. I rode on crowded public transportation. Everybody was respectful. People minded their own business. You know, you didn't have fights break out. Here, one of the biggest issues that has come up is safety on public transportation, because you have so many people doing things that affect everybody. I mean, if somebody gets on a crowded train and starts a fight, everybody's day is ruined because you don't know, you know, somebody's going to get killed. You can't need to rush off. That atmosphere, that vibe is not there in China. You can be in a crowd and feel comfortable that nothing crazy is going to happen. Everybody's self-managed. At least, I mean, I'm sure there are things that happen because we're human beings, but when you have masses of people that have to move from place to place, have to interact, have to, you know, be in the public places, shopping centers, everybody has to have been taught a level of respect for others in order for it not to be chaos all the time. And I think that's one of the strengths of China, that because it's so highly populated, you have to have a system where you make sure you don't always have conflict. So,
yeah, I think that's what the Confucius is about
yeah.
order.
Yeah.
You know, so you actually learn to see your place and how to, you know, compromise. And so it's Chinese culture, you know, unless you come to the point that it's about survival, the rest is just compromise.
Yeah.
So here is the video is You know, so they talk about it. If you go on Twitter, you have so many people will talk about Xinjiang genocide. And this is the where it's taking place, the place of the genocide, the ground zero of genocide.
Mm.
That's where he is. And the guy next, the three guys next to him, is the people supposed to subject to genocide. But they are living happy after.
Mm.
And this is the subway he was talking about. You know, you walk through the underpass.
Mm-hmm.
This is in Xinjiang. And he said, there's there's nobody, no littering, no homeless camp around.
Wow.
Now, that is one thing that I noticed the brief time I was in China. You don't see litter on the street. And you don't see a bunch of garbage cans. You know, that's something, okay, there's no trash, and there's no trash cans. So obviously people either, you know, keep their trash with them until they take it home, until they get home or whatever, but you just
see you know what? But the thing is, China hire an army of,
people
mostly seniors to clean. Like, they are in the 50s, that's the, I would say, the entry job. Like, people, they just keep people employed.
And that makes sense. I mean, just think if we did that here. Because there are so many homeless people and so many unemployed people and so much trash.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we just put the two together and have the people who need jobs and are homeless pick up the trash? Then they are earn money and the streets are clean. And, you know, it's just, I think government leadership has to have the objective of how do we make sure everyone's needs are met and all the jobs that need to be done in the society get done. That's what it means to govern. That's what a governmental body's supposed to do. But here
I think the government is not, you know, just like the election. I feel they take the government as a courtroom.
Yeah.
So they just try to say, I'm right, you are wrong. And they don't really address, they don't think out of box because, see, they... U.S. government made up of lawyers. What the lawyers do? They don't create any value for the society.
Yes.
They don't even know. All they need is to charge people to fight.
That's
to argue.
A good point.
And they don't have any other skills. And then in China, all their politicians are engineers. They're not, you know, in China, lawyers is not a very highly respected job.
Really?
In America, lawyers, you are become a politician.
Ah.
You can understand this country was founded by a group of lawyers, and that's why everything is geared toward law and penalties for breaking the law.
Ah.
That's how they think. So you have lawyers,
The law is about defending the entitled and suppressed less fortunate.
That's
my experience. I'm so sorry. I tell a lot of people they feel like what I said is very strange. I say because that's my personal experience.
Right.
That's I don't make things up, but that's how I learn one from my own interaction with the system.
Mm.
And I'm highly educated. I just think about the people who are not. How are they going to survive? I have two masters. And I come, you know, around the globe to come and then deal with it. And the people, for those who are not strong enough, and I say, I feel God is on my side. So what I can do and where I am, I feel God is on my side. Otherwise,
I'll
be homeless myself.
9:14, we've got about 14 minutes here. We've got to get a couple of calls in. 312-848, your line is open. You're live on the after show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what's your comment? 312-848.
My name is Rashida Ali.
Hi, Rashida.
Hi, Van Rising. Calling from Chicago. I want to ask guess if you have a service organization and a trademark, does services with that country.
I can't hear you. You must be moving. You need to get somewhere.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hello?
Much better. Yes.
Okay. I want to know if your guest has
okay.
the knowledge of how to register your service for contractual services in China with a trademark.
Can you repeat? I think I got how to connect service in China. Is that what the question about?
Yes.
I think she was talking about an organization that helps people contract work in China, something like that.
What kind of service,
Rashida?
We do contractual services and marketing products, and we do training services and business development for the trainee, work for hire, in other words. So my interest right now is how do you, if you are in another country, sign a contract with China to market a product?
Somebody
who's business in China.
Right.
Like what Willie Wilson is doing.
Right.
Oh, okay. If you have a product to sell in China, there's trade shows that you can attend. Okay, then, you know, you can know your counterpart, and then in China, there's a trade show in Guangdong. One is in, I think, late March or April for the spring season, and then for the fall is October in Guangzhou. So you can go visit the trade show. You can see and then expect your contact there. And Guangzhou is where the African village is, so you will not miss your friends.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
My situation is like this.
With students that are MBA students and Masters of Business Administration students, they want to do business in countries abroad. And so, you know, she's the program coordinator where she arranges for them to travel to these different countries, meet the business people, perhaps do internships with businesses, learn about the cultures and things like that, so that they can actually be prepared to do business internationally. So that's the job that she has right now.
Yeah, and then the trade show called Fair.
No, that's not my question. That's not what I need to know. I want to really get the question answered, not what someone else is doing or what they have. I'm an inventor here in Chicago. I had an inventor company market my product, and the contract here in America was sold to a Chinese, but they still have the as a patent holder and in, so me, myself, and I want to take my product if, I don't know how to do it though, and have it marketed to do a trade agreement with China to market the same product that I have here in America being sold in the American store. But my contract was sold to a Chinese. So if you know, since you're talking about China so fluently and good, I like what you're talking about. But I want to know if you know how I, as an independent contractor, can sign a contract to be in your trade show in China.
I think just need to register at the Canton Fair.
She needs to register where?
It's called the CantonFair.org. Let me see. CANTON.org.
Now, is there a trade show coming up in Chicago? I know a lot of times they will have international trade shows at, like, the McCormick Place and things like that. So is there something coming up in Chicago?
You know, Chinese business always come to shows, the major trade shows in the United States. So you can you will see the you can see that you will be meeting some trade show, you know, they will show their product. But if you go to China, let me see, the Canton Fair, because last year
I'm pulling it up on the screen right now. I found it. The Canton, C-A-N-T-O-N, Canton.
Yeah, Canton.
Saturday, April 15th through May 5th, 2023 of this year. You see that fair, Rashida? It's going
what
on.
Is, no, what is it? Canton? 133rd
China Import and Export Fair. Where
C-A-N-T-O-N. Excuse me. Could you tell me?
Can a person participate online if they can't travel there?
You can travel there. You can get a.
I mean, can they participate online? Like if they can't physically.
Last year it was online, but this year I'm not so sure. You have to look it up. Last year was online because China was not open.
It's at a venue. It's at a venue. Yes. It's at a. Let me close it. It's at a venue.
I understand that China's still not quite open because of COVID. So
No, it's open. China is completely open.
Guangzhou?
Completely open.
Guangzhou, China? This year?
Guangzhou, China.
Yeah, Guangzhou.
It's always the same place. It's always in the same place for 60 years.
Ooh. Wow.
It's 100 years. That means twice a year. You're talking about 65 years. So what you can do is travel to Hong Kong and then take a train from Hong Kong to Guangzhou.
Yeah, so
the flight is cheaper.
So as of now, not available online. It is the trade is available only for those who are going there.
In person.
Right. Okay. It's the Canton.
Oh, it's April 15th. It's April 15th to the 19th.
It says April, April 15th through the 19th in China. Phase 1, phase 2, and phase 3. Oh, it has different phases. From April 15th to the 19th, electronics and home appliances, lighting, vehicles, accessories. Phase 2, April 23rd to the 27th, daily consumer goods, gifts, and home decorations. And phase 3, from May 1st to the 5th, on display with textile and clothing, footwear, office luggage, and leisure products, medicine, and healthcare, and food. So which one of these would she be interested in, phase 1, 2, or 3?
I don't know. What kind of product she is marketing?
What kind of product do you have, Rashida?
I have chicken skins. It's called Ali's Chicken Snack. They're selling it under Kim. Kim bought the contract. It's chicken cracklings, but Kim bought the contract, and now they're marketing in, I know in our community, they're marketing in Indiana.
Okay. Well, there you have it, Canton Fair, C-A-N-T-O-N, and of course I will put that information on our blog, on my blog on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. So
thank you.
I'm putting it on there now. So thank you for your call, Rashida.
Thank
you. You can always email Zelda@higherlearningnetwork.org, and I can forward you any other. But go to the blog. Yeah, the information will be there.
I think, and this is the entry to China market. If you have a product you want to sell, attend this trade show. That's your ticket to China market.
If you want to do business in China, here's the link.
And vice versa. If you want to import products from China to the U.S. market, that's also a place for you to go to see what product you can sell. There's many, many things that that I think will be great for the U.S. market. You know, I saw on the Chinese, not YouTube, Chinese TikTok type thing. They even have glass, you know, the window glass, which is a solar panel.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of solar companies are getting their panels manufactured in China.
Yeah, but the thing is, the glass on your window can be solar. It can generate electricity for you.
Yeah,
just regular window.
That's the opportunity.
Yeah.
And then like street lamps. Okay, in your yard, I saw there's something you can just attach to your wall, a solar panel. There's so many things that the business-minded person can go to China and pick some products and sell here. Because if you go to China pick up yourself, the price is cheaper because there's no middleman.
Yeah.
If you already get it here, someone sell and you buy it at the wholesale, then they have to make some money.
Markup. Well, there's the blog.
Yeah, so that's what I say, is that everybody can be their own Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go to China.
Yeah.
Because
most people there speak English.
Yeah.
So you don't need to hire an interpreter. Most of people there speak English. But to build, strengthen your relationship with your client, learn some Chinese. It goes a long way.
Yes.
Okay, well, it is 9:27, and this after show is just about over, so please remember to go to the blog for updates, all the information you could possibly need. Update is on, you see the blog there, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, and scroll down. There's lots of information there from the show. If you just tuned in, you tuned in late. All the way down to the conversation about the British reporter, what to expect when you're in China, and information for the job fair and trade show. And I'll be sharing more information as well. And that's all the updates are on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Final closing thought, Baba Kwame Sunhorse, your line is still open. Unmute yourself, Baba Kwame, if you're still on the line.
Yes. And, it's very important what she's sharing, because looking at what China is supposed to be becoming, the mic, and they're calling that made in China, because basically most consumer items, Wally World especially, is made in China. And if we can get in on the ground floor more so and being able to do what she says, cut out the middleman and be your own Amazon.
Yes, sir.
That would create, that generational wealth.
A different kind of wealth.
Right. Anyway, I'd like to thank her for sharing that.
Yes. Thank you. Thank us. And thank you, Baba Kwame Sunhorse, for sending all the information that you sent in to make this show a success today. And thanks for you, for those who are watching. Be sure and send us your children ages 13 through 19 this Saturday from 12 until 1 p.m. It's the 2023 March Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. Youth between 13 and 19 can send in their information. That information is already on my blog, too, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And I want you to be sure and tune in tomorrow morning for Self-Sale Care with Jody Susan. And on Wednesday, what can we expect, Naima?
Well, of course, this coming Wednesday is our men-only discussion, and men will be talking about economics. And we've got some really good insight today on global economics and perhaps how people can get out of their comfort zone and think of reaching out and doing global business. So they'll be talking about that this Wednesday.
That's a great topic.
Okay. And Thursday?
And Thursday, of course, we've got Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green helping us to address family trauma and how to recognize when our children are in distress so we can get them some help. So we're looking forward to that. And then, of course, we've got Friday Health and Well-Being with Viata. Looking for some more great health tips on Friday. So stay tuned.
All righty. And the closing note, Zoe Ma?
Well, thank you so much. I'm so glad to be able to talk to you and your audience. I hope people can find a way to, you know, go out of their comfort zone and find the resources to empower themselves.
Well, I think you just gave us plenty of information that will help us continue to empower ourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you and thank us for Zoe Ma, businesswoman, international businesswoman, Zoe Ma. Look forward to having you on again, Zoe. We always learn so much when you come on. That's what this is about, the global experience. So thank you so very much. Thank you, our listeners.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you, my sister.
Thank you.
Say it again, Naima. And on that note, let me share with you what you can expect to experience the rest of the week right here on the Female Solution.
Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing